Welcome to Movie A Day from Timmy Doom. This is the movie review show in which I... Hey, it's self-explanatory. It's a movie a day. So tune in here tomorrow or for another movie. But meantime, today's movie is No Country for Old Men, starring Tommy Lee Jones, Javier Bardem, Josh Brolin, Woody Harrelson, Kelly McDonald, etc., etc. This is a Joel and Ethan Coen movie. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm trying to think about what I have to say. This movie, I just saw it the other night. And I remember when it first came out, people were screaming and yelling about how the movie didn't have an ending, and they hated it. And I said they hated it because, you know, I guess there was a build up to something and nothing happened at the end, or the ending happened and people was wondering, is this the end? So I was prepared for when I saw this. As a matter of fact, this is the only thing I thought about when I was about to watch this, is how everyone complained that there was no ending to this movie. So I said, and apparently whatever else happened before that wasn't enough to justify giving it a good review from a lot of people's standards. And then there was the other group of people who loved it. They loved the movie, and it couldn't do any wrong by them. And, you know, they just said, well, the ending, that's, you know, y'all don't understand. So I now also asked somebody, I said, because of the title, No Country for Old Men, and I knew who was in it, it was Josh Brolin, Javier Bardem as Shigor, a killer who kills people. He's a hitman, actually, a hitman who kills people by using some kind of air compressor gun, so it won't leave, it really won't leave any kind of evidence, no bullets or anything to trace back to him. And then Tommy Lee Jones is also in this, who he gives a great performance. And I thought when I saw the title that, oh, okay, the young men are duking it out. And it's, and Tommy Lee Jones, I knew he was a sheriff. So I was thinking the ruthless Javier Bardem, that Tommy Lee Jones can't handle that type of person, because this is a country of violence, and he's not, and he's older, and he can't, you know, he can't hack it, or it's not for, or it's not an old man's game anymore. And somebody looked at me, two people who I said that to, they looked at me and said, oh, no, it's not that type of movie, dude. It's not that type of movie. And they were acting like it was complicated, that, you know, the ending ended abruptly for some kind of reason. So I said, let me watch this movie and see how much I hate it, see how much I hate the ending that everybody talks about that apparently overshadows everything else. Okay, the movie, I forgot exactly how it opens, but I remember much of the movie. It's just scenes of, it's a narrative. It's a regular movie. It's an action, it's kind of an action-packed movie plus character study type of movie. But it's basically just like any movie that has a compelling, kind of a compelling storyline. Josh Brolin's character is a Texas man, and it's set in 1980. That's why Javier Bardem's hair looks fucked up like this. But he's just like a cowboy or whatever, just a country boy from Texas. And he's out shooting and hunting, and he stumbles upon some drugs and some drug money after a shootout between two Mexican gangs and or drug dealers, and he absconds with the money, and the rest is about what happens after that. People are chasing after him, the cops want to get a hold of him, and the hitman, of course, Javier Bardem, and also different cartels want to get a hold of him. And that's for the most part that's the movie. Josh Brolin getting chased, and the people who saying there's no ending to this movie, there's a goddamn ending to this movie. I guess people are so fucking stupid. There's an ending to this movie. It ends. Okay? Josh Brolin's character wants something. This is the reason why he took the money he wants. He has a goal. His character has a story arc and an ending to his character's story arc. Javier Bardem, he has a goal. His character has a story arc and an ending. And there you go. Okay, that's all that's needed. And then Tommy Lee Jones is in the, his character kind of has a story arc where, yeah, he's going after, yeah, he has a story arc. So I guess you could say he has an ending. I shouldn't say it. He's just at the end of the movie talking about something. I don't see any, yes, it ended, where the movie ended, where the main focus of the story ended, the movie didn't end there. It continued on for a little more. To me, it lingered on. It could have ended sooner than it had. But a lot of people say, looking at the ending, I didn't know if the movie was over or not. But I knew the movie was over. I didn't know when it was going to end. But when it was over, I said, okay, this is probably the ending. Even though I said that a couple of times. But I wasn't perplexed by it. I'm trying to think what else about this abrupt ending when people was complaining about. It's not an abrupt ending. Oh, and the people who told me, no, this movie is not about, it's not that type of movie that is so clear cut where it's saying this is No Country for Old Men, literally. It's not that. It is about that. The one of the last scenes with Tommy Lee Jones and another old guy actor, I think it might have been Roger Boyce. Actually, I'm not even sure it was him. But it was a guy in a wheelchair, and Tommy Lee Jones was talking. And basically, that's what they were saying. It's not a country for old men. And when they said that, it's even bigger than that. It meant America or this kind of Western violent culture. And they could be talking about other countries, too. It's not. And not only that, the kind of job and that Tommy Lee Jones has and the type of things that men do. It's not a country for old men. This country doesn't cater to that type of lifestyle. There are other countries where growing old is better. This is not the one. It's youth oriented. It's also violence oriented. And yeah, that's basically what the last speech in the movie is about. What the fuck they saying? It's not that. It is that type of movie. And but yeah, like I said, the main storyline that we follow ends. I don't know why anybody was surprised about that, but as for me liking the movie, I liked it. I was getting annoyed at the beginning when Shagor was giving a little bit of, he was giving somebody a speech trying to be scary man, which, yeah, I was scared for one of the characters who Javier Bardem's character was kind of like, he was talking to him in a menacing way, and you knew that this guy, we already know that he's a killer by this point, and that this man's life is in danger. So, and the man himself, I don't know if he knew his life was in danger, but he was kind of nervous, and that made me nervous. But I didn't like Javier Bardem's character, okay, because of that, and I wanted him to shut up because I thought what he had to say was stupid. But he could kill this man, and that kind of bugged me. But now I see, yeah, that's what it was meant to do. That was a good scene. And later on, because I thought I was not liking the dialogue in that scene, but I guess the scene was played out like it's supposed to. But as the movie went on, I was like, damn, this is really a good movie. It was really well, expertly done. Of course, it's the Coen brothers. They're going to do it right. And for some reason, I just thought the Coen brothers directing Transformers, I wonder what that would be like if they directed Transformers movie. But enough of that. So I give this movie a thumbs up. It's 2007's No Country for Old Men. Check out the MovieCast website. I don't even know what the address is to the website. If you don't know, go to doomcast.blogspot.com. That's the comic book website, and you can link to this site from there, because I don't know the name of this my blog spot's name for this. It's too new of a show, and I don't have it up. I don't feel like putting it up. I just feel like telling you, if you need some feedback from me, if you need my explanation as to why I don't know my own website's name, send email to blackpun2000@yahoo.com. Until next time, peace.